Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
What were you doing on the floor just then,
right? Well, what happened was, right, there's no headphones, so I'm going to put them on, and unfortunately got caught round the leg of Tessie's chair. Oh. I didn't want to disturb her. So if I go on the floor, no one will notice. No.
I was like, what is he doing?
Are we about to do the Mind Trench? I don't know what's going
we
on
do
right
have
now.
Some, I don't know if they're new or not, but we do have some newish looking chunky headphones.
Yeah,
in
they
the
are.
Studio.
They're proper chunky.
Chunky think, as.
Know. Right.
What are we talking about this morning, Rob?
Persistence pays off.
Oh.
The listener, you know who you are.
Shout outs.
Thank you very much. Antikythera. Mechanism. Now, as I said before, when I was going to talk about this before Christmas, I just couldn't because it was too much information.
I'm a little bit nervous. What if I don't get it?
Well, I've got to be honest with you. There's so much information here. I know I'm talking through my bit, but I can't do all of it.
Highlights reel.
Why don't you take it away?
Right, finished. Right. I'm going to paint a bit of a picture, right? Yeah. In 1900, a crew of sponge divers...
What is a sponge diver?
They dive for sponges.
Is that a thing?
Sea sponge.
Yeah. Sea sponge.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. I honestly was thinking kitchen sink. I was like, you've made this up. What is this?
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert, I've made two things up in this. You've got to guess what they are.
Oh, no.
I discovered the Antikythera shipwreck off the coast of Antikythera, which is a Greek island on the edge of the Aegean Sea between Crete and Domestos.
All right.
Okay.
First lie, Domestos isn't a Greek island, it's bleach. But don't you think that sounds like a great island?
I was so absolutely rolling with it until you said that. So
it doesn't count if you tell us what the lies are, because we've got to guess.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so leave the other one as a secret.
Well, actually, there's
we'll
two
at
more.
The end.
So they discovered it in 1900, and then 1902, a proper expedition went along, and they found out it was a Roman ship.
Okay.
Roman ship. Their team retrieved numerous large artifacts, including bronze and marble statues, pottery, unique glassware, jewellery, and this mechanism, which was possibly the size of a shoebox.
Okay.
And it was all like twisted metal and twisted brass and bits of...
Sounds kind of cool. Have you seen pictures?
Oh, there are pictures of them. You can look it up. Now, it was suggested, I love history, it suggested the boat was on its way from Rhodes to Rome. Is that where the expression all roads lead to Rome come from?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
I think confidently say yes.
To support a triumphal parade.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a parade by Julius Caesar, and these boats, because there was a whole load of them, these boats were on the way to that. Isn't that just
that's
that on
cool.
its own is really fantastic.
That's pretty interesting, yeah.
Right, so all the items were transferred to the National Museum of Archaeology for analysis. At the time, they just thought it was a lump of wood, so they just put it in a corner, just left it there.
What, the big mechanism thing?
Yeah, the mechanism. Yeah. They just put it one side, and they started working on piecing together statues and stuff like that. And then about 2 years later, archaeologist Valerios Stace was working away, and he heard this beep, beep, beep in the corner.
No,
I made that bit up.
Oh.
So heard it again. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I'm so excited
to let you know what bits I made up.
It's so easy to pull the wool over our eyes at this time of the morning, honestly. Believe anything you say.
Okay, now the archaeologist had a look at it, and he could actually see a gear wheel in it.
Wow.
And he thought, oh, that's nuts, you know. It must be an astronomical clock. Because most scholars at the time said you can't have anything that complex.
Right.
When this stuff, the time period it come from, no way is
unheard
that going to be.
It's
going to be unheard of. Right, so over the next few years, they cleaned it all up and they found out it's got like 37 gears on it.
Wow.
And you can track the sun, moon, and predict eclipses. Its reconstruction suggests it's the size of a shoebox with dials on the outside and a complex assembly of bronze gear wheels within.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How do they know that someone didn't just drop it into the ocean later on?
Because they carbon dated it. They've carbon dated it.
Those pesky scientists.
No, that's a good question. That is such a good question.
There are no stupid questions on the Mind Trench. All questions are valid questions.
They found out that by winding the knob on the side, the position of the sun, moon, and Mercury and Venus could be determined for any chosen date. Just absolutely nuts.
Does this mean they were trying to figure out each other's star signs?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I
didn't think
of. I laugh, but, you know.
First off, when they first carbon dated it, they thought it was 86 BC.
Right.
But now they think it's 205 BC.
Wow.
I think the difference of that doesn't matter. The thinking that went into that at that time period is absolutely
nuts. Do you
think
they were looking at the machine and everyone was feeling a little bit weird and then they're like, oh, for God's sake, Mercury's in retrograde. That's why we feel like this.
I've had a little Google and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's also it's very like gnarled and it's obviously spent a bit of time under the sea.
Yeah.
But there's some reconstruction photos that you can see as well that are kind of beautiful.
Well, this is my big question, right? That was like maybe 2,500 years ago. Now that technology just disappeared. Completely disappeared and didn't come back till possibly the 14th century in Europe.
So why did it do that?
I don't know. This I'm a great believer in ancient aliens, but we won't go there with that. Eric von Daniken.
You just kind of went there. Yeah.
Eric von Daniken actually wrote about it in his book Chariot of the Gods. Which is really quite interesting.
Is that an alien book?
Yes.
Oh, okay, got you.
He was actually a tram driver in Rotterdam or Amsterdam or something, but he had some really, really good theories. But Lego have actually reconstructed it.
So that was going to be my next question was...
Yeah. Lego have remade it.
Well, hobbyist Andy Carroll, he used to play football, but he doesn't anymore. He did it in 2010, and it's a working thing of it, and it's been to quite a few exhibitions.
Wow, that's really
cool. So when they found this, were they not like, let's make a few of these, this could be fun, and we'll sell them?
Like if it's a working mechanism. Enterprising mind there.
Yeah.
You're really, really onto it today. How many coffees have you had?
Only one. So
okay.
Far.
Yeah. But it was like in a bucket.
Yeah.
There's so much more to this story and I really, really haven't got the time to do it, but I'm just giving you a little taste of it.
I feel like that was a great summary. I feel like I know everything now.
Yeah, but do you like the things when I put like...
Little jokes in it?
Yeah, but we love your jokes.
The point was that we were going to guess what was true and what wasn't.
I'm going to do it before I do it?
I kind of like it because I'm so gullible, I'll believe anything you say.
How fun is that, you know?
Yeah.
What, pulling the wool over my eyes?
Yeah. I do it to Rachel all the time.
Do you?
All the time.
No, I like that, Rob.
What
that
I want to know about the Lego man is, did he make it out of Lego?
Yes.
That's so cool.
You should see some of the things people have made out of Lego. You should do that as a topic.
Yeah, I actually watched quite a few programs. There was one on TV a little while ago when I think it was an Australian one or something. I was making things out of Lego. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Some wild things.
Oh,
I'm actually made out of Lego.
I can see the Lego one. It's pretty cool. Have you been to Legoland before?
No.
No.
I've been to Legoland. It was really cool.
Did you need a passport?
It was pretty special, I'll tell you what.
Why is that, Rob?
Well, I don't know. I was just trying to be funny. When I try to be funny, it doesn't work, see?
Just comes out naturally. Ta-da. So that was, what was the name of that again?
Hang on. I'll write it down. Antikythera.
The Antikythera mechanism.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you very much for that information, listener now.
Give it a Google if you don't know what we're talking about. It's really awesome photos of it online as well.
Antikythera.
Thank God you said that because I was going to be like, but how do you spell it?
say what you see kind of thing. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see what you say.
Maybe you don't pronounce it like that. That's how I do it.
Well, I like that pronunciation.
And they're not sure who made it. At one stage, they thought Archimedes might have made it, but it's too early for him. But my big thing is, you don't just come up with something like that.
No.
You've got to have a natural progression to start off with something to end up with that.
Yeah. I want to know what they...
Ancient aliens.
What they used it for primarily.
It was to track when there was going to be...
Yeah.
So they'd use it for your navigation and stuff like that.
And time as well. I think they could use it as a calculator and all.
Wow. That is so cool. Thank
you. And it had TikTok on it and all sorts.
Yeah. All the things. Vine. Back when Vine was a thing. Thank you very much for that, Rob.
Thank you.
And thank you to the listener who texted that one through. And as Rob said, persistence pays off. Sometimes he doesn't have time to do your question because we do get a lot rolled through. So you can text him through to 5395. But rest assured, if he's not got to it this week, he'll get to it in the future because you've got a good long list of listeners' queries. 5395, that's where you can send your suggestions for Rob, or you can call us on 309-3879.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
I can't get over that.